begin. We're back, exclusively digital today. Was everybody able to hear yesterday, Tuesday, that was able to be heard and seen properly? Yeah. Okay. I'm getting a heads up from Avi Roth. Okay. And other people. Good. If there are any problems or issues, please make sure to let, either me know or, Avraham or Josh or Avrami, because we were trying to figure out the best way to do things. Mostly, I think technically we were okay the other day. So that'll probably be what we're doing for the next few Tuesdays. And then the other days will be here on Zoom. But it's a good dry run, as I say, from when we get back, Mirtz Hashem, to Yeshiva. Okay, so let's begin. We're in the middle of the Hakdama. How many people, I don't know how you measure this, how many people have finished the Mar Makomos and are ready for new Mar Makomos? A lot of people? Any people? Do we know? Avram, is Avram or Avrami or Josh there?
We're pretty close to finishing, but I can't speak for everyone.
Okay, so I'll just give you a few things to... So for the next introductory topic, again, we'll start going straight hopefully soon enough. But I do want to pick up on a couple of other the phenomena that feed in. Again, the whole, if what we're saying about comets in this introductory topic is correct, so we have to find expressions of this throughout the topics of comets. If we didn't, frankly, there would be something amiss. So, we expect to, continue with this theme, trying to examine, among other things, all the details of chametz, but assessing the relationship between chametz and other makolas asuras and other isuri hana, etc. That's going to be a leitmotif. This is why we're doing it as an introductory topic, and I believe it's just an objectively critical question throughout. But to highlight it just a little bit further, because we won't get there otherwise in order, I wanted to pick another couple of themes. So one that I wanted to pick up on, that we also alluded to at the end of our Chulin Shirim, was the problem of Tarovis Chametz. And that, of course, is already touched on in a significant way by the end of Tosas on Beis Amid Aleph. So when we finish these Mar Makomos, which we're going to continue with in just a second, I do want to take time to briefly, again, not exhaustively, but at least to discuss the most important Shita Sarambam on Tarovis Chametz Pesach to further analyze the relationship between Chametz and other things. So with that in mind, I'm just going to give you a couple of Mar Makomos now. I guess somebody could write them down and send them out also, and we might add to it as well a little bit. And that, of course, is, again, our entry point is the Tosas here on Dav Beis, but that's not the main, that's alluding to the sugya. But Tosas here towards the end, and the Tosas Rash Mishantz. If you get a chance, also Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, but especially Tosas Rash Mishantz is very important. I'm just making sure there's no emergency. Okay, to look at. But the main makoros is the Mishnah in the very beginning of the third perek, Ela Ovrin. That's the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara wants to know who the author of the Mishnah is, whether it's Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim. The people are learning Yaradeya, by the way. This is a good, this is an important sugya, obviously, to discuss as well. The sugya of Hetam Mitzarif Le'Isser and Tam Kikar a little bit comes up here. So the Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Man Tana Chametz Dagon Gamor, like who is the author of the Mishnah, and just go through that until Nukshul Rabbi Eliezer Leislay. That's Shaklavataria. And the Rambam in the Koteret, Tehuchas Chametz, the fact that he counts Tarovas Chametz as a separate lav, this is very, very controversial. and of course his Sefer Mitzvos, the exchange between the Rambam and the Ramban in Lav Kuf Tzadi Ches, and of course the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. You know, look around the Nosa Kalim, the Ramach, look at the Ramach there also. You know, this is the very important, you know, in a very neglected topic, because in third parak, and it's a little bit more about Isser V'Heter, but it's a very, I think, a very important issue. With regard to Bayru Abayimatze, as we already noted, it's alluded to in our Tosis, the debate between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but look at the Rashi and Tosis on that Mishnah, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Masel Ve'elu, and on the Rush, Paragimel Simen Aleph, and the Tosis on the Tosis Rashi Mishans that we mentioned. With regard to, you know, some of the, I'll probably give you more to look at, but look, if you get a chance, look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Kedarko, you know, raises certain scenarios, which I think, you know, again, bring into clearer focus, you know, what the issues are about here. So the Minchas Chinuch, I don't have the number in front of me, but I'll give you some specific Dibur Maskor or Sifei Katan. I'll just look it up in the new Minchas Chinuch. But if you already are ahead of the game, start looking at the Minchas Chinuch on the Din of Taroves Chametz. He has all sorts of interesting, you know, hechatimtzis, like what happens if you combine like a chatzi shear of, you know, Taroves Chametz and a half a shear of, you know, Chametz Gomor. How do you give the hasra? What are you chayev for? You know, things of that sort. So, yeah, we'll add a few things. We're going to talk also about the Rav Yeh and the Rambams on that. So let's start with that. And then we'll look at the Rams and Bayurah for Tarovas Chametz and some of the others as well. But let's begin with this. Maybe so, are people available Sunday? I know it's a holiday weekend. Monday there'll be no share because I have something. Are people around Sunday morning? Mostly? Hoodie's nodding. That's good. All right? Can we do Sunday morning? Can most people make it Sunday morning? Yeah? Ellie? Ellie's saying yeah. Okay. So Hoodie and Ellie and I will be here. And again, if I get a message that most people can't make it, I'll rethink it. But otherwise, let's try for a sheer Sunday. And then Monday we'll have off because I won't be able to be around. And then we'll continue again Tuesday. And next Monday we'll continue with what I began with in Hilchos Tshuva on last Monday. Okay? And Avram, if you could just get me the other names or the, you know, whoever wasn't on the list is new on the list, and we'll start doing that as well. Okay. Great. So let's continue where we were. We were discussing we began with the question of Bedikas Chametz and its relationship to Achila and Bayirah, and Bayirah's relationship to Achila. I still have to fill in that considerably. We still have to address Rashi's view about Bedikas Chametz as well as other Rishonim. I know I still wanted to give some examples of Achronim who understood Tosis the way that the Ran, according to one day, the Kesef Mishnah one day, the Manig, understood the relationship. So let me hold off on that just for a couple of minutes. So we discussed all of that and the implications therein. We talked a little bit even about Tamei Mitzvos, not for its own sake, but to highlight what is going on. But mostly we're in the middle of discussing the implications of Chametz as something which is in and out of Iser, we can call it. We're going to use the expression for you know, efficient reasons for the moment, but that's going to be part of the lumdus in just a second. We'll call it an Iser Zman. So we saw already that the Radvaz, you know, raises this seemingly as a Chumra, and then he seems to retract it and think that it's just a Din and Darvashei Shalom Atirin, a Chumra, which is Noveya from a Kula, perhaps. Or even if it's a Chumra B'fnei Atzmo, something is more limited. But the truth is that the view that he quotes, if it wasn't himself, was very telling. The idea that being an Iser Zman might be a Chumra, not a Kula. Why it would be a Kula, we certainly understand. That goes without need for more elaborate explanation. But that it would be a chumrah is much more difficult to explain. But we have already tried to explain it based on, again, the Rebbeinu Bechai and the Tzorach Chaim and the drashos of Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'ab, and based on the connection to Avodah Zarah, which we've seen, based on the connection to Sa'or Shabi'isa. My take on that in terms of maybe it's a different point about, you know, unrestricted growth and so on and so forth. So we know what that is. Natan brought to our attention the language of the Ritva. Let me just use the, just read it to get it on the record. Again, this would be almost incomprehensible if we didn't understand, you know, what we already do. That is when he quotes the same question, the Shola Rishona Matamik Peter Torah Birchamet Yosef Mishari Surin, the Tirzu Shiny Hacha, the Lobedili Inshi Minayu, who also Banovish Bachiloso Kares. Okay. So that's the equivalent to the first answer of Tosis, the psychological compensation. And then the question of Yayin Lanazir, Afagav Dlo Badil, Eino Asur Bahana, Raidu Kalaya Kerem, Dlo Bdili and Shiminayu Vasur Bahana. But then he says, Inami, and this is what's important, the Shaini Chamet Shisuro Tolui Bizman. The Zeu, Shehu Asur, Achshav, right? Haya Achshav Mutar, Yesh Lo Heter Acher, Achara Pesach, Minatora. Because Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach is only Durabanan according to the way we paskin. Mash Inkain should be Ba'orla, probably. Of the Kalai Kerem of Basa Bechalav. Avagav Deayin Lenazir, Havagam, Ha, Mohab Yisr Hana. Lefisharo Razal, Shechmira Torah Kokach, Hefrizu Lahatzrich, Bedikal Chomet Hanimtza, Ubitol Al She'enon Nimtza. So he doesn't even connect bedikas, the chumra of bedika to Isra Achila. But of course, it's clear is that he sees this the idea of Isra's man. First of all, he formulates Isra's man in both directions, which is interesting. Lefanav and la'acharav. There's a bit of a, I think it's a kol shekein, but it's an interesting thing to note that he emphasizes that we paskin that chametz la'achar zmano was only drabanan. If chametz la'achar zmano had been doraisa, then this wouldn't have been the same kind of iser zman. Interesting, right? And it would have been lakula. That's the chumra of saying that chametz la'achar pesach she'avar alav mishum bayra bayimatzei. In other words, is asur might have been a reason to say that we're more mekel on Pesach. Because it shows, I guess, that the acuity of the, again, I don't know if he would go so far. I think he's saying, and we even paskin, you know, that chametz la'achar Pesach is mutter min haTorah. It was mutter before, it's mutter after, it's only asur on Pesach. The point I'm trying to make is that he is emphasizing that as a chumrah, right? Where logically, you know, in a vacuum, you know, default, I would even say, you would think that that was a kula. So it's a very important makar, and it's consistent, again, with the other ones that we have seen. So that's very, very important. Then we have the Mechilta, which again, we'll talk about the this question in terms of Yisurah and the Shakla Bataria in Kol Shah, but the Mechilta is just a good pithy, you know, makar, just discussing Sreifa. Again, and the Bavli has discussions like this as well, the comparison between Nosar and Chametz. But again, the idea that they're both chamurim to require sreifa because of hazman gormam. Even though there's still a huge difference, as we'll see in a moment, or is there, between nosar and chametz, even as isurei zman, possibly. Certainly according to the Ramban, as we'll see in just a moment. So we have this ritva and the other, and the radvaz. We have this Mechilta, the opposite of the Mechilta, and, you know, the one that is more, I guess, obvious logically, namely that Iser Zman is a Kula, not a Chumra, because it highlights that this isn't an intrinsic violation. is the Mishnah Lamelech B'Shem Tshuvas Maronach that we also saw, addressing the question which we're going to discuss more extensively, and that is, why does the Rambam need a special Xeris HaKasu Lo Yeachel to exclude Chatzi Shir and Chametz? Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Yoma, right, that Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah, in all Macholos Asuros, from Kol Chelev. So why do you need a separate limud for Chametz? So the Maronach's answer is because you would have thought that Chametz is more mekel, and therefore it doesn't have the chumrah of Chatzi Shir. Okay. Why is it more mekel? Because it's an Isur Zma. So we have both perspectives, you know, on this issue. Then we began to discuss possibly other expressions of it, and I want to discuss these three very quickly. The question of Hetera Bala with regard to Hagola and Libun, the question of Nat Bar Nat, which we'll just touch on for a second. I hope later in the year we'll discuss it more. And the question of Davar Sheish L'Matir. Okay. So again, the background, this is where we're rushing towards the end, so let's just pick up with Yitzchak Weiss. So what is the background for the question of Hagala and Libun? Very quickly.
The comparison between Nosar, or the contrast between Nosar and Avodah Zarah?
Yeah. So it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which does distinguish the question whether that's Nifsak Lahalacha, but even, but some Rishonim think it is relevant. Lahalacha, some do not. Depends how you read the Shaka Vitari of that Gemara. That part doesn't concern me right now. I'm more interested in fitting into the paradigms. So again, how does it go, Yitzchak? That what? The Gemara quotes a stira there. Whether or not you, in order to neutralize Blias Isur, you do Hagala, which means you scald the surface that absorbed, or the container, whatever it is, that absorbed Blias Isur. You do that with hot water, scalding water, from a Kli Rishon, right? That's called Hagala. And the effect is pleita, meaning it removes the absorption, or at least enough of the absorption, correct? Or libun. What's libun? You burn it out, literally. You're mechale, with a chaf, you destroy the blias iser. Obviously, destroying the blias iser, as opposed to removing it from the substance, is far more dramatic and acute, you know, solution. Destroying the blia, as opposed to separating it out from where it was. So it seems clear that if there's a distinction between Hagala and Libun, again, this is a massive topic, that one distinction, you know, that might, again, the Gemara itself says that, you know, kibolo kach polto, right? It could be that it depends how it enters and how it's absorbed will determine how it is neutralized. And that is, you know, sounds like a pragmatic halacha. There's a lot of evidence that it's also a formal din, but we're not going to discuss that right now. Either way, that's one factor. And that's how the Gemara in some places, the Rishonim in the Psachim, and in Avodah Zarah, and in Chulin, again, Avodah Zarah, Ayin Vav, Psachim, Daf Lamed, Chulin, Daf Ches, discuss this question. They discuss whether, you know, Tashmisho Al Yidei Ha'or, Tashmisho Al Yidei Roschin. Again, the question of formality and practicality has to do with things like, you know, let's say, you know, how many exceptional, you know, how many Al Yidei Ha'ors does it take to require Libun, you know, if formally Tashmisho is mostly Al Yidei Roschin, things of that sort. But I don't want to get into that. That's one factor. The other factor that the Gemara suggests, Yitzhak was, Hetera Bala and Isur
Bala. Hetera Bala versus...
So that, again, on a pragmatic level, you know, that's irrelevant, obviously, if you're talking about getting the stuff out. But on a legal, formal level, for a couple of different reasons, and it sounds like it might be an important distinction, right? So the Gemara's paradigms are, as you said...
Nosar and Avodah Zarah.
Nosar and Avodah Zarah. And the debate among the Rishonim is to, in order to square... the evidence about chametz is
whether or not it would be considered Hetera or Yisura Bala.
Yeah. So who holds Hetera Bala?
That seems to be Tosfos and Rashi.
Rashi, Tosfos, the Ravid, and Avodah Zarah, quoted by the Ramban and others, is cited as saying that Chametz is Hetera Bala, and the Ramban disagrees, correct? And the Ramban in Avodah Zarah disagrees. The Ran in Psachim on Daf Lamed twice, right, quotes, you know, the view of the Ramban and suggests that la halacha chametz is Yisur Bala. In Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to go into this right now. Again, I hope we have a chance at some point. In Shulchan Aruch, there seem to be, you know, a lot of stiras, you know, on these questions. And on the status of chametz. So, what would you say about it, Yitzhak?
Whether
like
or not we
Usar, or like
we're going to machlokas
about a zara, is it a tera bala or a sura bala?
Well, for sure, b'shas ablia, it was definitely halachically mutter. But as the Ramban points out, it may not be a question of the halachic status. It may be more of a shame isser, meaning what was it when it was nivla.
Excellent. And very well formulated. Meaning, this is what Yitzhak is alluding to, is that this might be a little bit more of a complicated, you know, question than you might think. On a certain level, on an elemental level, right, it's a terabala, because during Bishasa Blia, right, it was not a chefza shalitzer. That's Pasha. On the other hand, it really depends very much, and this is, again, we can shortcut a lot of this discussion, let's just say it this way, the two paradigms are extreme. Avodah Zarah is Chefza Shalisur, right? And, you know, Ein Lecha Isur, you know, which is, you know, pure and unadulterated, you know, and defined, you know, defining in an essential way as Avodah Zarah, right? You know, again, we discussed last year, you know, it's a linchpin. It's both in terms of its chomer and in terms of its implications theologically, and in terms of being a linchpin to other mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah is like the gold standard, you know, Radvaz aside. Radvaz thinks chametz on Pesach is worse in a way. But some of the other mefarshim, which we already saw, when they want to, you know, say, when they want to project chametz as being an extreme iser, they compare it to Avodah Zarah, as we saw, right? Ibn Shuib said it's like Avodah Zarah. And, you know, lo savi toeva b'sav b'techa b'secha and lo yidbak b'umma b'nacherim, like chametz. There's no question, I don't need to, you know, elaborate this. Avodah Zarah is chefza shal iser. It's always chefza shal iser. It's even yoharig val yavor. Right, even b'makom pikuach nefesh, you know, it has a shame, you know, iser gomor. You can argue that chelev and dam and osur and pigol and chazir, you know, and tevel and all those things. Well, at least b'zman pikuach nefesh, if you say hutra, on some level, you know, it's different, but not avodah zarah, because it's even yehori vayavar. So avodah zarah is chefta shel iser incarnate. And Bizman Hablia, it was Avodah Zarah. Nothing changed in its shame, and it was always the acute, you know, instantiation of Chefza Shel Iser. And now look at Nosar. So, of course, the Shas Blia, the question is, what is it about Avodah Zarah that makes it Isura Bala? Right? And what is it about Nosar that makes it a terabala? So we've just painted a very extreme portrait of Avodah Zarah. Now let's paint an extreme portrait, you know, with the help of the Ramban, right, of Nosar. Let's say Eitan. I see Eitan Northman. Is that right?
Yeah.
We have to get to know everybody. We still have to set up. We'll set up for next week already, you know, to start meeting everybody. Eitan, what's extreme about Nosar? the most extreme, with the help of the Ramban. Saw the Ramban?
At some point.
Also supported by the Ran. Tzachim. What?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's certainly not Avodah Zarah, that's for sure. What I'm trying to establish here is that you could, if you were the Gemara, you couldn't pick two more opposite categories. And that creates some of the confusion, you know, in trying to apply them to other things in both directions. Because maybe other Isurim are not, you could always argue that other Isurim are not quite, you know, as Isura Bala as Avodah Zarah. By saying, for example, well, b'makom pikuach nefesh, you know, if it's hutra, you know, or, you know, it's still not avodah zarah, right? Even
b'makom
so that's clear. What is it about nosar, which is particularly a terabala?
At the time of the blia, it's like completely permitted.
So number one, it's at minimum, it was heter gomor b'shas blia. But that's something that chametz shares, you know, presumably, we'll see in a moment, you know, with Nosar too. But with Ramban added, what did Ramban add to the mix?
I'm not sure.
Didn't see, did you? Okay, Mark?
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I don't understand the Avodah Zarah point so much. Number one, I share said this, mentioned this point, that the Gemara is also talking about, like, Gulei Akum, like, not just... Gulei Nafre, okay. Like not just Avodah Zarah. Number two, on a Chavtza level...
Right, if you go in the continuation of the Gemara, we're not really sure how much of this is retained Lamaskana, especially in Gulei Akum. But
also, as a Chavtza
I'm just making a structural point for the moment, and that is that the two cases, right, will obviously, you know, going to conclude that not just Avodah Zarah, but that other, you know, Chavtza Shel Isurim are included as well. But I just want to show that in the paradigm cases, at least, that you have two extremes. Yeah. What else did you want to ask?
No, just also in terms of, on a Hefta level, something which is considered like a product, like let's say the Tzak and Shalva Dezara, it's not so clear that the Hefta created, the Machalas Asur is created by the Shchita, the Tzak and Shalva Dezara, is really that terror. I mean, it's not the same as Avodah Zarah Atzma, where there's Yehari Valyav or... And there's, like, you could argue that as a
Machalos Asurus. We're not talking about the Yisra Ano of Sak and Shalav Arzah. We're talking about the actual...
Yeah, the meat. Right, so that's not Avodah Zarah. That's not Yehari Vayavor. That's not... And you could argue that...
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the Blia itself. What the Kli was, Bolea, was something that is a Cheftza, which is extremely Chamura and toxic in every way. That's the point. No one is suggesting that in its, what you're asking is a different question. What is the status of the blia once it's no longer a be'en? Right? But if you're talking about how it came to be, right, as blia sisar, it still came, it was nivla, right? Me, davar, I don't care about the blia in the kli at the moment. I care about the fact that the blia from the kli, right, came from like the most toxic, you know, substance that we have. That's a reality, right? Yeah. Again, the question is going to be where do you draw the line in these things? Right. You could say that's not what's key about Avodah Zarah. What's key about Avodah Zarah is simply the fact that it's a chefza shaliser. And any chefza shaliser is bechlal, right? But that when you have paradigms, right, that you have to think about this. Now, what's true about Nosar is certainly that it is Bishas Blias HaKorban Bekli. It was Blias Heter. At that point, you could eat it. And you could eat from the Kli. You could eat it, and you could eat from the Kli. Correct? That's one thing that Eitan is telling us. But where we want to point out that it goes even further. How does it go, Josh? Josh Appel? Yeah, exactly. The Ramban's Chiddush, again, and it's more than that even. The Ramban basically says that what's singular about Nosar is the fact what's singular about Nosar is the fact that Bishas Bliya wasn't even Nosar. The shame Nosar, by definition, is only generated after the Bliya. Right? Significantly after the Bliya. The question is that a consequential difference or not? Like, who cares? Is, if what's important is whether or not what was Nivla, you know, but now there's a shame Nosar in there. So what is it about the shame Nosar in there, right? The fact that it was Nivla Beheter, or the fact that when it was Nivla, it didn't even have a shame of something which would later, or which in retrospect is now Osir, say, oh, the Nos, the way the Ramban puts it actually is even more extreme than that. In addition to distinguishing between Chametz and Nosar by emphasizing that the shame Nosar, you know, didn't exist Bishas Bliya, he adds a couple of extra lines. Josh, you saw it? Talking about whether or not the capacity, right, to generate the Iser Bishaita, forget about edits, even now, you know, this is a little bit kind of what Josh, not what Josh meant, but Josh was saying, you know, but the Dover Habalua in the Kli of Avodah Zarah, you know, maybe that's not the same as Chalos Avodah Zarah, right? That's an open question about Bliya. The Ramban takes kind of a stand on that issue, you know, by saying, you know, if something is Nivla, you know, in a state of Iser, you know, since then it, the fullness of that Bliya as Iser, at least as Iser, as Bliya, you know, can be spoken of. But if an Iser is generated in a state of Bliya, right, then maybe, you know, that affects, you know, the Heftza of Iser itself and what you need, you know, to do about it. This is the line of the Ramban. Did you have it? You have it there, Josh? Go ahead. Right. So he could have stopped, right? At the first point, at saying the first point, that's already an important contribution, right? Because you could say, who cares about what the shame is? The issue is right now, it's Iser, right? So he's saying it's not only that it was Nivla in a state of Heter and now it's Iser, it was Nivla in a state of Heter without a shame of what will be Iser, or what is now Iser. That alone is a big chiddush of the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, interestingly, adds a second point. And what's the point of the second point, Josh? Correct. Ein Iser chal al balua, ela bameh. It's a very, the Ramban's formulation here is very, very delicate. Ein iser chal, ein iser noser chal al balua ela bameh shehu roi liflot aydei hagola, right, shehu bliya gedola shehe banosen tam. Ushekhi kshehigil, afbish nisher ba ma'at shein apoletes ela aydei ha'or ein oseres. First of all, it's a very long sentence. It's a crafted sentence. What the Ramban is trying to say is, why would you need Libun as opposed to Hagala? Because let's say there's a little left in the Kli. So you need Kilui Ha'iser. Plata isn't enough. So the Ramban is trying to explain that with regard to Heftza Shel Iser Nosar, that isn't even true. Heftza Shel Iser Nosar even now is only legabe masha omeid liflot ayidei hagala mi menu. Now, if that's your standard, is chametz, you know, going to apply? So all I'm trying to show is that the, you know, basically what, according to the Ramban, the standard of hetera bala is extremely difficult to duplicate. It's only something which was not only nivla beheter, nivla, right? You know, kishain shame, you know, sheyavoli deyiser, whatever you want to call it. Moreover, right, even that isn't enough. It's also because that affects the chefza shel iser once it generates. Even if you were, those are three different points. Now let's look at chametz. It's, you know, it's not true that chametz, probably not true, that chametz b'matzav b'liya, right, only applies to masha omed lifloat. Probably the reason that's not true is also because of the first point. You could have said that that was true, actually, ironically. And that is there shame chametz earlier? So this is an interesting question. How do we understand the machlokas tosis on the Ramban? Is really what I'm trying to ask. So one way to understand it, technically, is that it's a question about the criterion of Isura and Atera Bala. The more you emphasize the Isura Bala of Avodah Zarah, and then Josh's point is correct. I mean, the Gemara does apply to other things, for sure. Right, so it isn't only the Davar Chamor of Avodah Zarah. Let's say it's other Macholas Asuros. Right? But everybody will agree that Bishas Blia, the Chametz wasn't Asur. So that's, you know, Kula Alma Modu. So then Chametz is going to be Hetera Bala. Even if you're not saying anything about Chametz, if everything that you're saying is only about the Hagdara, right, the high level Hagdara, let's say, you know, of Isura Bala. But if you go in the other direction, say everything is Isura Bala. The Avodah Zarah is not the Chiddush. The only thing that's not Isura Bala, or the only kind of things that are Hetera Bala, are things like Nosar, where there was no Blias shame at all, and, right, you know, that affects also even the amount of Chefza Shel Iser that we relate to the Davar HaBalua. So if you look at it that way, right, does Chametz apply to that? No, presumably not. I'm not actually sure, but you would think not. But maybe the argument isn't about, this is why we're discussing it, isn't about what constitutes the criterion of Hetera Bala or Isura Bala. Because if that's the argument, then certainly it should affect, it might affect other things that are in between. Right? Things that aren't quite Nosar, but they're, you know, Bizmanom Heter, but they're not quite Avodah Zarah, or even not quite Chelav Adam Nosar. That's one approach. The approach which I would like to zero in on at the moment is how the Rav understood it as well, is that the argument between Tosas and the Ramban may revolve around Chametz. How could it revolve around Chametz? Let's say you were to mostly accept the Ramban's criterion of Nosar. So the question. When Kol HaShana was Nivla in the Kli, right? Is that like Nosar or not? So technically, of course, we, you know, it is Chametz, but is there a Chalos Chametz all year round? Meaning, if Chametz is Mutter, at the time when Chametz is Mutter, do we call it Chametz? Or maybe there's just no category of Chametz. Now, in the Mikdash, there's a category of Chametz all year round. Does that mean there's a category of chametz, you know, b'medina all year round as a chalos? Does the category of chametz the chalos, the shame, chametz, does that only b'medina come about, you know, on Pesach? And if so, by the way, when on Pesach? At the time when there begins to be a din of bedika or biur? Is it shloshim yom? Is it, you know, the night of... Is it the day of Yudalid? We're going to get back to these issues. It's achilek. That's an interesting issue. Achilek means that the day begins, there are 2 days, the day before Chatzos and the day after Chatzos. Or it's achilek, so it's 2 halves of the same day, and therefore, lekula and lechomra, the morning has impact on the afternoon, and the afternoon has impact on the morning. We'll discuss it. So is achil, is it morning? Is it tzafra? Is it all Yom Yudalid? Shloshim Yom? Yom Yudalid for various reasons? The morning of Yudalid? The afternoon of Yudalid? Or is it only when it's kares? When does the shame chametz come about? That's an interesting question. So then, you might say that when it was Nivla, it's not exactly like Nosar, because again, it was Basar, and then you didn't eat it quickly enough, and then it became Nosar. You know, what the Ramban says about Nosar is certainly true. The question is whether it is legally consequential. Right? So you could say it's legally, in discussing legal consequentiality with regard to chametz, you know, it depends. One is, I don't care. You know, what I care about is whether it was heter or iser b'shas b'liya. Certainly with heter b'shas b'liya. But we're talking about the shame, not exactly like nosar, but it's not exactly like pigol and chelev and dam and other things where we have the same shame either, because we're not sure. Let me say it another way. I'm not sure if these are exactly the same things or not. This, the way the Rav used to say it was not the way I just said it, but the following way. Let's go back to the concept of Iser Zman. Is Chametz an Iser Zman or not? Meaning, this is a complicated question. So, again, the fact is that Chametz is Mutter Kol Kodem Pesach. And in our Torah, it's Mutter Lachar Pesach. Even, you know, Chametz Over Lema Pesach, because we Paskin like Rav Shimon. That might be part of the issue here. Right? But what we're asking is a little bit of a different question. How do you look at this changing status of chametz? So one way to look at it is to say, this is, you know, kind of overlapping what I just said, mostly the same, is to say that while it looks like chametz is an Iser Zman, meaning, what do I mean Iser Zman? When it's Asur, we recognize that it used to be mutter and that it will be mutter. You know, when it's mutter, we recognize that, you know, looking at the calendar, that at some point it's going to become usur. That's what I mean by Iser Zman. That's how we're using Iser Zman. An Iser that comes in and out of Iser. By the way, again, I don't want to make it too complicated, but I do think that in theory, there could be a difference between Zman Isuro and Zman Atero. In other words, whether Isur, Zman Isuro acknowledges the past and the future, you know, or whether Zman Atero, you know, acknowledges, you know, what will be in Zman Isuro. It could be Michalik. I also think it could be Michalik between the past and the future. Meaning, looking at chametz in terms of what it was as heter, as opposed to looking at it in terms of what it will be. So those are two distinctions to think about. But those distinctions are within the rubric, basically, of this question, and that is that, you know, chametz comes in and out of Easter. It's predominantly in heter, only a few days a year that it's in Easter. And again, the menachos factor might or might not play a role, but certainly, you know, if we're looking at it that way, then that's supportive. You know, there's always a shame chametz, and not only that, but it's a dvar iser on. Is it appropriate to say about the chametz on your table, you know, this is going to be usher on Pesach, not factually, but conceptually? That's a question. That's an important question. Or, alternatively, do we say that chametz becomes usher on Pesach? Where the Rav used to say the kedushas hayom, you know, of let's say, you know, yontif of Chag HaMatzos is oser chametz, or maybe it's a little earlier because of achilek and korban Pesach and those kind of things, and the beinah shmashos, right, of Chag HaMatzos, when it's over, that's matir chametz. Let me highlight it in the following way. There's a debate in the Rishonim, which is also part of our topic, about Davar Sheish L'Matirin. We'll look at the background. If we don't get to it today, just we'll look at it very quickly again Sunday. Just look at the background of the Gemara, Chav Tesum Beis to Lamed Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says to say the Zini Sir Mashu. Look at Rashi there in Chav Tesum Beis. And of course, we know there's a debate in the Rishonim. Look at Tosis on Lamed Amid Aleph for Rabbi Natam, just very quickly. But we know that Chametz is also B'mashu. Right? It seems like Chametz is also B'mashu. Whether Lahalacha we pass in that way, that's a debate in the Rishonim. But what is the basis for that Mashu? So the Rambam in Macholos Asuros said, not interestingly, not in Chametz, that it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin. He also applies it in a Mechudash way. What's the Mechudash way that he applies it? Tuvia Goldstein. Tuvia.
Does the Rambam say it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin there?
I'm sorry?
Is it clear that the Rambam thinks there that it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin?
I think it's pretty clear. Tuvia, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam, though? The additional Chiddush. I mean, we'll talk about the language in a few minutes, but that's the context and that's seemingly what he's saying. What's the additional Chiddush, Tuvia Goldstein?
Is it that he paskins like Rabbi Avo?
No, we'll get to that. That's also, it sounds like he paskins like Avo and he paskins in Chametz like Chizkia, but that, we'll get to that. That's true, but we're not up to there yet. I mean about his psak in Macholos Asuros, in Macholos Asuros he paskins like Rabbi Avo, you're saying, and in Chametz he paskins like Chizkia. That's true, but that's not what I'm asking about in a moment. I'm asking about a different point, and that is in Macholos Asuros, Ram seems to say that the Isser Mashu is based on Davar Sheish L'Matirin, but he has an additional Chiddush. What's the additional Chiddush? You see it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a fair answer. Eitan? Sokolov? Is that? We'll get to it.
I'm not sure what the additional Chiddush is.
Okay.
That
is Davar Sheish L'Matirin is a Chiddush.
It's a Matirin.
But there's an additional Chiddush. Ellie?
Rabbi?
Say that again?
Rambam says it's mutter bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino.
Correct. The Rambam applies Davar Sheish L'Matirin in this particular case, not only to, we'll discuss this, not only to a min b'mino, but to min she'eno b'mino as well, even though he typically, paskins, based on the Gemara, that the din of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, afilu bela flabatel, mashu, in other words, is limited to min b'mino. Okay, the Ramban holds this way as well. The other Rishonim did not hold like this, right? Why not? What's wrong with saying Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Ezra?
Yeah, I think the Mordechai said that since it will again become usher, or maybe even it'll become a kulkal, that we wouldn't view it as Davar Sheish L'Matirin, or this chametz itself won't become mutter.
Oh, so it's a fascinating Mordechai, Tafkufay Gimel here in Psachim and Aflamid, where the Mordechai is quoted as saying, right, this is Rab Shimon Falizer or something, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. That it's not a davar sheyesh lamatir, and one more time, because it's going to become Aser again. It'll be Mutter, but then it'll be Aser the next Pesach. Right? I guess you have to keep it in the freezer to make sure it's still, you know, not still Roy Lachilas Kalev. You know, but you have Chametz, right? We're suggesting maybe it's not Batel because of davar sheyesh lamatirin. Meaning, wait it out after Pesach, at least Minat Torah, it'll be Mutter. Correct? And then we're saying, yeah, but it'll become Aser again too next Pesach. So that's it. We'll talk about that, both for Rashi and the Ran. We discussed them. I mentioned them on Tuesday. Why Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin is not Batel? It's not such an obvious distinction. Okay, but let's assume for the moment. Let's accept that for the moment. That's the Mordechai. So obviously the Rambam and Ramban, who think it is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, obviously they disagree with that. Right? So do they disagree, similar to what we're talking about in Atera Bala Isura Bala? Is the argument about davar sheyesh lamatirin, whether we care? In other words, the Mordechai is quoting, and by the way, this is the Mordechai in the beginning of Masechet Beitz as well. Seth, you got a chance to see it? What did he talk about there?
One second. Let me pull it up. I couldn't find the Mordechai in the beginning of Beta.
Right in the beginning.
I don't think literally they printed in the actual Mordechai. I think they printed in like the footnotes because it's a Gilyon.
Oh, really?
They have the line about Chametz there, but not the other one.
Oh, okay. So my apologies. I guess I didn't.
In the print editions, they have it.
They do have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Natan, what is it about?
Perhaps Chadash.
Chadash. The question is whether Chadash is davar sheyesh lamatirin. And again, the same suggestion that since next year there'll be another Isur Chadash, right? That's not davar sheyesh lamatirin. That's even actually more mechudash. Why? Jacob? I see Jacob Rothstein, right?
Because the Chadash is actually mutter the next year.
Yeah. At least comments you could say, you know, put it in the freezer or who knows, you know, whatever your standards are. But, you know, the same one can go in and out at least on a Daraisa level, right? But the Chadash, you know, it's even... I say, no, the Iser of Chadash. Okay. By the way, not the idea of Rashi, if you say that Rashi's idea is a pragmatic one, you know, anyways, doesn't work so well with this whole idea. But you could still, you know, if you're going to eat the Chametz, certainly in the case of Chadash, right, it's good. This is going to be Mutter Lagamri. There's no reason, you know, to do Bittul, right? Even the Chametz, you know, so for the next, you know, practically year, you could eat this without any kind of risk, right? If Rashi only meant what he meant in a purely pragmatic way, you know, these distinctions are not so compelling, right? Other distinctions like, oh, if you wait, you know, the davar will become a kulkal, that makes a lot of sense according to Rashi. Okay. If you hold like the Ran, that davar sheyesh lamatirin is a more formal idea, like heter beheter labatel, and this is called heter. So this idea that because something is going to become, you know, mutter, that gives it a shame heter, that's not so obvious at all. Ah. Here, maybe the criteria of the Mordechai is better understood. You might even say this for Rashi, I say, but I'll get to that maybe later. But let's work with that just for a moment. What do you think? Does the fact that later it's going to become Usur, should that be consequential? So again, the Rav thought that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right, based on this whole question of, you know, becoming Usur again, whether that should matter or not, should depend on these two perspectives. Namely, if we're dealing with an Isur Zman, something which we conceptually, on the Lamdas level, in other words, see as coming in and out of Isur, you know, it's the same Heftza. Now it's Usur, now it's Mutter. Right, now it's Usur, now it's Mutter. You know, so then this shame, you know, Dvar Heter for the Ran, or maybe even the Tziruv question for Rashi, you know, which I think is a formal issue, even according to Rashi, right? Is like, is it Isur or is it Heter? The only problem with that is, it's not a problem, but this is something to be aware of, it cuts in both directions. Now, the idea of Isur Zman, is Isur Zman a Kula or a Chumra? The answer is it's a Chumra, you know, Bizman Hetero, but you could argue that it's a Kula, Bizman Isuro, assuming that it goes in both directions. That's while it's Heter, you're looking at it like this neon sign, you know, is like, you know, it's going to be Asur on Pesach. You know, it's Omed Leos, you know, Asur BePesach. You know, but equally, you could argue, that's the question, unless you're Mechalek, that Bizmani Suro, it's like Omed Leos Mutter, Omed Leos Mutter, which for Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin purposes probably focuses on its status Bizman Isur, you know, legabe, the future the future, you know, that it's going to be mutter. So why conceptually that might not depend on the actual heftza, like in Chadash, but on the Isur, is something that is understandable. But the point is, that what I'm suggesting is, that this debate in the Rishonim, whether or not Chametz is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin or not, once again, could be a debate about one of two things. Either this factor that the Mordechai is putting his finger on is a consequential factor in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Now, everybody agrees that Chametz is going to become Mutter. And everybody agrees that Chametz is going to become Usur after it becomes Mutter. Right? But maybe it's still Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Right? Or, that isn't the debate. Everybody will agree, or let's assume that, you know, there are some Rishonim at least who will agree, you know, that if it was an Isur Zman, you know, then we would not treat it as a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because even Bizman Hetero, it's Omid Lios Isur Usur again. The question is whether that's accurate. And here it could be Mechalik. Right? Not everything. Not Chametz doesn't have to be the same as Chadash. Or Muktza. What about Muktza? So the Rav used to say, based on this whole analysis, the Rav used to say, Muktza is Nasar Ayudei, the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. Ben HaShmashos, that is the transition from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, is Oser Muktza. The Gemara says, background. The Gemara says in Beitza on Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara treats Muktza as a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Gemara says if you have a Beitza Shenol de Biyantif, which is Nolad or Muktza, and it's Nisarev, that you treat it as Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So the Rav thought, oh, it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That means it's not an Isur Zman. It's an Oser and a Matir. And then you say, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Now, the truth is, again, logically, let me make it clear. I don't think this analysis, I like this analysis very much. And, I think it's certainly very, valid. But I don't think it's Mukhra. I think you could have argued the opposite in a certain way. right? And the reason I say that is because it goes, because it might go in both directions. That's what I said a second ago. Bizman Atero, it's omidlius iser, but it's also true that Bizman Isuro, it's even more omidlius heter. You might have said if we're not dealing with an iser zman, but we're dealing with an oser and a matir, an oser gomor and a matir gomor, you might have said that's not tovah sheish lo matir. And what do you mean, wait it out? I mean, pragmatically, if you read Rashi, it's one thing. But if there's any formality in Rashi whatsoever, or in the Ran, you might have said, well, this ruins it anyway, because it's not, the Dvar Iser isn't omed lios mutter. I mean, the Chefts in front of you, the physical Chefza is omed lios mutter. Is that enough? But it's not omed lios mutter betoras chametz. It's omed lios mutter because some intervening, game-changing, event, is going to redefine. If you want to say it in the extreme, based on the Ramban that we were talking about before, right? Maybe there's no, not the Ramban, he's saying the opposite. But if you wanted to neutralize the Ramban in the extreme way, say, there's no Shem Chametz, Shara Shana. The only Shem Chametz that exists, if Talmud Chametz, is B'Mikdash. B'Medina, there's no Shem Chametz. Right. So then what? You're supposed to, wait it out because but it's not going to become Mutter B'Toras Chametz. We can't see. If you argue that we can't, can you see when you're dealing with an Oser and a Matir, and it's an intervening game changer, can you see beyond that? Can you anticipate it? That's the problem with this analysis. If you can't anticipate it, then it's hard to say either for the Ran or if there's any formality in Rashi, that it's the Dover Sheish Lo Matir. If you can anticipate, despite the game changer, nature of it, then in Achanami, it's superior, right, to saying Dover Sheish Lo Matir is an Iser Zman, because even Behatero, it's Omed Lios Iser again, it doesn't change the name. But it depends how far in the future. What do you mean when? Next week, but what about 11 months from now? Okay. So basically, now again, if applying this question, then, whether chametz is an Iser Zman or the Shem chametz only exists on Pesach, or if you don't want to say it in that extreme way, right? Maybe the Shem chametz exists all throughout, but there's, chametz, which is Iser Gomor, and there's chametz, which is Heter Gomor. Right? Maybe saying that there's a Shem chametz, but it's Heter Gomor, as opposed to Omed Lios Iser, is a way of navigating some of the mixed evidence across, these different issues and questions. But the point I'm trying to make is this is a complicated question. And the question of being able to predict, lumbus-wise, the game changer in either direction, and how we look at this Shem Iser is going to be critical. So going back, to the Ramban, maybe this Gufa, instead of the Machlokas being about what constitutes a Teira Bala, what constitutes Isura Bala, and therefore where does everything else, fall, including Chametz, maybe the argument revolves around Chametz. The Ramban is saying there's a Shem Chametz because there's an Iser Zman. At the minimum, he's saying there's a Shem Chametz Kalashana. Maybe he's even going further and saying, that this Shem Chametz, is an Iser Zman, and it's Omed Lios Aser, also Omed Lios Mutter, but Omed, unless again, that goof of the distinction you make. And maybe, because he sees that it's an Iser Zman, he considers it a terrible. The same Ramban happens to think it's Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. So something has to give. But that gufa may also be part of at least for some Rishonim, the argument about Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. If you hold a Iser Zman, then you're going to embrace the Mordechai. If you hold that it's an Iser Muchlat and a Heter Muchlat, maybe even no shame, or maybe there is a shame, but it's still Heter Gomor, an Iser Gomor. then you can hold like the Rambam and the Ramban. But for the mixed evidence of the Ramban alone, I would say either to distinguish between the shame and the status of Iser Zman or Heter Gomor or Iser Gomor, right? Or to suggest that the Ramban will tell you one issue depends on Chametz, the other issue depends on the more extreme Hagdara of Hetera Bala. Maybe, you know, for Hetera Bala, he requires everything that Nosar has. And maybe for, you know, for Tov Shesh L'Matirin, he holds it's enough that there's an Osar and a Matir, but there's still always the same shame. Okay, is that clear? Clear, not clear? Everybody's following? Okay, so another possible nafkamina could be the question of not bar not, which I don't want to get into in detail.
No, Rabbi, just to clarify that, can we just maybe just a little bit more elaboration on the chelik between just conceptually it being an Oser Matir or it being an Iser Zman, if both are dictated by the Zman Pesach answering it?
Well, I'm saying those two things are opposites.
Right.
I mean, what I mean by them?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, I'm using the expression Iser Zman to connote, like, let's call it a more global, you know, I guess it's a more, you know, a temporally consistent perspective, you know, or assessment of the Chametz. So basically what I mean is when I look at Chametz, you know, at any time, and again, let me make it clear what I said before, because I like the idea of making the distinction. Let's first talk about what it is, and then we'll talk again about the distinction. But let's say for the moment in the extreme, any time during the year when I look at Chametz, I'm looking at the full story. Legally, I'm looking conceptually, I'm looking at the full story of that Chametz. I'm saying, a substance, you know, which is mutter now, but asur on Pesach. And when I look at on to be totally consistent for not making distinctions, when I look at on Pesach, I look at it as a cheftza which is really usur now, toxic now, but is going to be mutter in a few days. Anytime I assess it, I'm assessing it according to its whole story. And that's what I mean. I'm using the expression of Iser Zman to connote that. I mean, it's an Iser, it's a Davar, you know, based on the time of the year, it's also certain times of the year and it's mutter certain times of the year. And in most extreme, both states acknowledge each other. As opposed to saying that whatever chametz on Pesach is like a different chalos. Again, the most extreme way to say it is what I said before, which is that in the Mikdash, there's a difference between chametz and matzah all year round. But that's not something that we acknowledge or recognize, you know, outside of the Mikdash. All year round, there's no difference between chametz and matzah. And therefore, there's no shame chametz. The distinction between chametz and matzah becomes relevant in the context of, trying to use my language carefully, Chag HaMatzos or Pesach. Now that, you know, on a Darbanan level, on a Daraisa level, you know, when the change takes place, whether it's, again, Shloshim Yom, you know, Leil Yadalid, Boker Yadalid, you know, Chatzos Yadalid, or actually, you know, Tesvav, you know, Nisan, you know, that might be an important question here. But either way, that is a game changer. We'll say that, you know, that change in Zman, the Kedusha Sayom, the calendar date, that generates the shame chametz that is different, significantly legally different than matzah. If you don't want to go so far, and, you know, if you want to kind of make a distinction, you might say, well, if the shame chametz exists all year round, it exists in the Mikdash, and it exists, you know, in general. There's still a difference in chametz and matzah. However, that still doesn't mean that when we look at chametz at different points of the year that we see the whole story. We acknowledge that all year round it's heter gamur, and we acknowledge that the shame iser, maybe not the shame chametz, but the shame iser chametz, or the status of iser of chametz, is something that is generated by an event or by a time. And therefore, legally, we don't look before, we don't look after. Okay? As opposed to saying, you know, that when we look at chametz, we see the whole story. And I'm suggesting, this is certainly the Rav's analysis also, that I'm suggesting my difference between the shame chametz and the iser chametz. I'm also suggesting you might distinguish between how you look at chametz mizman ha-teiro lagabe ha-iser and how you look at chametz mizman isuro lagabe ha-heter. I also think there might be a difference between whether you look backwards or whether you look forward in what chametz was, its past, as opposed to its future. I think those are all distinctions that you can make within these two approaches of looking at chametz as something which is absolute and transformed, or something, you know, which has a full history. And I'm suggesting that possibly, right, this is relevant to whether you look at chametz as an Easter zman, whether, you know, lekula or lechumra, but especially lekula, although there could be some chumras as a result of it, that could have effect on hetera bala, tavshei shel matirin, and not barnat, which I'll explain in just a second, as well. Again, if the Ramban says you can't compare chametz, which has a shame chametz all year round, you know, to nosar, which was notsar with a tzadi, right? Dafka bizman, or in a state of blia, the chametz wasn't, the shame chametz wasn't generated in blia. The shame chametz was a be'en, which was nivla. It just wasn't usher then. So does the Ramban at minimum is saying that there's a difference between shame nosar and shame chametz. Is he also saying, you know, that chametz is an iser zman? Right? Nosar is certainly not an iser zman. Hazman garam, but it doesn't come in and out. That's not clear in the Ramban. And that's why I think he might distinguish between Tavshei Shel Matirin and not. So that the one is the Ramban, the comparison to the Ramban. What I'm saying is if you take a hard core view that there's no Shem Chametz or no Iser Chametz, right, Kodem El Pesach, then it's not so different from Nosar. When it was Nivla, it wasn't Chametz. It was Chamesh Saminim. And I think it was Matzah. It was Chamesh Saminim without the Shem Chametz. The Shem Chametz is in a state of Blia now. Not so different from Nosar. Of course, it's still different, you know, because we can wonder about it in Pesach, and the Ramban seems totally right. You know, Basar is not Nosar, but is Chametz Shel Heter Chametz? Or is Chametz Shel Heter related to Chametz Shel Iser? That's what we're discussing. And Adav Shesh Lamatir, and similarly, if the Mordechai is saying, right, you know, you don't say Dov Shesh Lamatirin because it's going to be Aser again. Not even necessarily it, but the Iser is going to come back. Chadash is going to be, there's going to be Chadash again. Right? So you might say, well, who cares? The answer may be because it's on an Iser Zman, you don't say Dov Shesh Lamatirin. Let's say it's easier to explain for the Ran. I believe that one way to understand Rashi, you'd say that too. But meaning the Ran says what? What's Dov Shesh Lamatirin to Philip Elif Lobato? Because it's Min Bemino. And there, it's even if you don't know like Rabbi Yudah that physical Min Bemino is Bemashu, Heter Beheter is Bemashu. Is it Heter Beheter if the Easter is coming back? Or is it an Easter that got Matired? Says the Mordechai, if the Easter's coming back, it's an Easter that got matired, right? And that doesn't constitute Het behet. Well, just explain it that way for now. Okay, for Rashi, what you'd say is, let me explain what I mean by Rashi. I keep alluding to it. Rashi says that, you know, I'll finish in a minute. Tochlenu beheter. On a pure pragmatic level, if that's all Rashi meant, like, why take a risk if you can do a certain thing? Great. But that has some problems associated with it. Okay? Lekula lechumra, you should apply it more often. Maybe you shouldn't apply it in some cases. So I think that even in Rashi, there may be a pragmatic element. I'm sorry, a formal element. Just as even in the Ran, I think you probably have to say more than just that this is a technical din in Rove and Bittel. Because again, according to the Ran, you need to explain what it was Rav Ashi thinking and some other things. According to Rashi, you need to explain some cases that don't that shouldn't apply or that don't apply. So I think even according to Rashi, there is a formal element, and that is, why can't you basher usham? Why can't you just deal with the reality as is? Right? Legally and formally, when you're facing a question of heter achila, why can't you just deal with it as it? What do you mean it's going to be tomorrow? I want to deal with it today. What forces you to have to contend with the, you know, absence of risk tomorrow? Maybe the answer is, if there is some sort of continuity between the two. Then the question is, what factor allows for that continuity? And what factors do not, and then you have the right to look at it in isolation, you know, and just deal with it as it is. Either way, so the point is that for Haterabala, for Dovashesh Lamatirin, this might be a factor. These might be factors. And the same thing may be true, though again, what for not Barnat? What is not Barnat? Just to get it on the record, Matthew?
So the case that Tosis is discussing in Avodah Zarah is where you cooked something with it, and then you did
what? Say again?
The case that Tosis is discussing in Avodah Zarah of Nat Barnat is where you cook something where there's chametz in it, and then you do Haggala on that. So the chametz is still no same time, but we say that even if you use that on a Pesach, so we say it's not going to be a problem because it's no same time again, and that's going to be Moter.
So no same time, we have this, you know, the paradigm Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin, Dogim She'olu Beka'ara, right, that you're allowed to eat a Bekutach. Okay, what is that exactly? Who are the Yordaea people? Some Yordaea people now. Asher, are you here? And there I see Asher. It's my left corner, right next to me, actually. Wow.
Equipment.
Did you get that yet, or are you?
Well, sort of. But it's like a fleshing equipment item that these dugim came into contact or maybe were even cooked on a kli that had fleshing blios, and they're saying you could eat it with chalav.
Wow, so practical. You should work for the OU, I'm telling you. That's amazing. Fleshing equipment. Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. It's just like the word fleshing equipment, like, never would have, you know, I never would have come up with that. That's good. You're able to take the abstract and just, you know, boom.
It's a little more abstract than the fish.
What's that?
It's a little more abstract than the fish, but.
That's true. Yeah.
So if a.
Symbolically significant.
If you don't have a direct Nesinas Tam, but it's just A is no same time to B, and then B is no same time to C, so then at that point it's Mutter, at least if the original thing was Hetera.
So if there's hetera bala, kind of, if it's not barnat, shall hetera. We'll see an actually interesting when we talk about Tarovis Chametz on Pesach, and we talk about the Ravya, we'll see that this is an interesting category, right, again, to examine against its paradigm case again. But in the, at least in the paradigm case, right, it's no sein tam shall heter, right, but no sein tam. So is chametz qualify or not?
So
Kasher.
So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah seem to say yes.
Yeah. There's a Tosfos and Psachim. There's a big debate among the, if you look both in Hilchos Chametz Matzah and in Yoredeya, there's an Aruch HaYemen in Yoredeya, there are big diyunim about this. Whether or not, and the very, very important Halacha L'maisa questions, by the way. You know, it's like when you do your Haggalah, right? Might make a difference, right? Whether it's a Kodem Zman Isuro or Lacher Zman Isuro, right? How much, whether you need the volume for an extra bittel. There are really a lot of practical questions, you know, in terms of kashering and getting ready for Pesach and so on, that are connected to this problem. So, again, is it fair to compare Nosen Blias Chametz Behetera to Dagim Sha'alu Bekara?
So, right, it seems to be a similar question of, like, to what extent is there same chametz, and as opposed to when it comes to the classical case of basar b'chalav, you haven't yet created the basar b'chalav, so it's a little bit more like the Ramban's nosar.
Exactly. So again, you certainly could distinguish between the level of hetera, or that you require in at barnat, as opposed to hetera bala for hagala, as well as, you know, whether something is called, you know, yeshlo matirim. In each of these cases, we have a parallel. And in each of these cases, we're not really quite sure, like, where to draw the line, especially when we analyze, like, the paradigm case, whether it's Dagim Shalom Bekara or, you know, Beitza Shenol de Biyantif. And, you know, by the way, Chadosh, of course, the problem, I'll discuss that very briefly on Sunday, but Chadosh is a problem because it seems to be against the Gemara. Gemara Nadarim seems to say that Chadosh, right, is Dov Sheish Lamatirin. So that's a tema that they ask against at Mordechai, which I'll discuss very briefly also on Sunday. But each of these three could have a different, like, is it shame, also a shame, Skoveya? Is it, you know, as I say, Iser Zman versus Oser Matir? What is determinant? Is it pragmatically, you know, non-risk-taking, you know, as long as you, as the future is the present, you know, what does it take to accomplish that? So you certainly, if you were to line it up, I mean, the best, you know, if you could, I did a little bit with Ramban, just, you know, for a second, but if you were to line up the Bali Tosis say that not by not Shalat Teira applies to Chametz, and they hold that it's not a Dover Shesh Lamatirim. The Bali Tosis discuss, you know, they're the ones that Mordechai are quoting, and they hold that it's a Teira Bala. So that's all fine and good. But the Ramban, not so clear in all cases. What would the Ramban say about not Barna? You know, the Rambam, also a little trickier. In Shulchan Aruch, there are stiras in some of these issues. So, you know, assuming that in some cases it's machlokes about the criterion, in other cases about chametz, or that chametz itself is, you know, somewhere somewhat more complex in this question, it's not either only, you know, a complete Iser Zman or a complete Oser Matir or complete lack of shame chametz would help you to navigate some of the in-betweens. Does that clarify better? Who asked me to clarify? Eitan?
Yeah.
Okay, you have any other questions about it? Are we good?
Yeah, just one thing. I mean, just for the Bali Atosfos, when we say it's Nibla Beheter.
Yeah.
So it could be for them that they don't hold the Aben Esther Zman, albeit there will be a Shame Chametz.
Say that one more time. You mean, which Tosfos are you talking about now? You mean talk about a Teira Bala?
Yeah.
So what do you want to say again? That maybe they hold.
So I'm saying it could either be a discussion either about, let's say, Esther Zman or Oser Matir.
Yes.
For Tosfos also.
Yeah. I'm saying it could be that Tosfos will argue. Now, it could be that Tosfos will say anything but something like Avodah Zarah. And here I don't mean the most extreme halacha. I was just using it as the paradigm, right, to answer Josh's question from before. But at minimum, the Avodah Zarah was Nivla Kishihu Iser, right? The Chametz was Nivla Kishloya Asr. That's just factually true. That could just, you know, so it's a terror. Anything like that is a terror bala. Because you don't need to be like Nosar. You need not to be like Avodah Zarah or Pigul HaNosar. Certainly Chametz is not like Pigul HaNosar. And it's certainly not like Avodah Zarah. Right? Or the Balei Tosfos will say, you know, the Ramban is right, the other extreme. And he's even right about the Inochanami, in Nosar, what's to be a Tera Bala, you know, you have to really be a Tera Bala, practically like Nosar, you know, namely that the shame, you know, didn't, even the shame didn't exist then, right? But maybe they'll say that the shame chametz doesn't exist, you know, prior to Pesach either. Or it doesn't depend on the shame. They'll say, we don't want to go that far in Nosar. What's important is that, you know, that it's not even an Isur. If it's an Isur Zman, maybe that, you know, would also be sufficient, you know, to say Isur Abala. But, you know, not only is, you know, maybe there's a shame, but it's not an Isur Zman. So where they'll draw the line, I don't know. That's why we're examining it the way we are. But I think these are the issues. There's in all cases there's an issue of what is koveya for that particular category, not by not the tera, dovashesh lamatirin, hetera bala. And you can see that there would be good reason about that because are like important issues. The difference between liban and agala and what it depends on. Even the Ramban's continuation is relevant for that. Not by not la tera, you know, we'll discuss it more, but you know, for sure you could see, you know, what that might be about. And dovashesh lamatirin, there's a lot to talk about. The pragmatic, the formal, you know, the heter beheter, or just, you know, being, you know, in one time zone. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right? Okay, any other questions before? We'll have to stop here because it's getting late. I'll take other questions afterwards, but I don't want to keep everybody. But, yeah, are there any other Simcha, you want a question?
Yeah. Tosfos is talking about Erev Pesach, so Tosfos is going to go that far to say that there's not even a shame chametz even on Erev Pesach. We're ready to bedikas chametz. We're doing beer chametz that day.
Right. So I think either you'd have to say it's right. I think it's hard to say that. I agree, especially the Doraisas to say that there's shame chametz on Erev Pesach. But then it would be an interesting question to wonder what.
Also, the Gemara talked about bedikas chametz within a month before Pesach or even before
that. Yeah, well, that's where I got, it's not a coincidence. When I was saying, well, when does this shame begin? And I said, maybe it begins Shloshim Yom, right? And then I said, maybe it begins bedikas chametz. And then I said, maybe it begins, you know, in the morning of Yadalad, or maybe it begins at Achilek of Yadalad. I was talking exactly about these things. I was referring to, you know, the din of Shloshim Yom lifnei Achag, you know, which I think we talked about on a Monday before last Pesach, you know, and the connection between B, Bedika and Bior and so on. I'm talking about exactly these expressions, 100%. So I do think it's hard to say that there's no shame, but it doesn't mean that there's yet the same Iser that exists when it's Kares. Right? Maybe there's an Iser, we'll see. Maybe there's a shame, Chametz, Shal Iser, but not, you know, shame Isur of, you know, Kares. Or maybe there's a shame, but not, you know. So, for example, just, you know, tangibly, does the din of Heterabala Isurabala, does it depend on, you know, on, no one will say Shloshim Yom. I'd love somebody to say Shloshim Yom because that would be amazing. But you're not going to find that. But does it depend on Yom Yadalad? Or at least Yom Yadalad Baboker or Bechatzos? Yom Yadalad Bechatzos is an issue. Right? You know, what about Nat Bar Nat? Does that depend on Kares? Or does all this depend on the Malchokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the status of Chametz, you know, on Yom Yadalad and Chatzos, whether it's Balav or not? Meaning there are a lot of satellite questions which we're going to have to, you know, with pleasure. That's part of our our limud of the year to figure out the different types and configurations of chametz. So that is both a cheftza issue and a zman issue. I mean, when does chametz come about? Right? And what effect does that have? So again, in terms of like Isser, you know, Yom Yadalud Bechatzos, certainly, Rabbi Yehuda. How do we understand Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? You know, both practically, what does Rabbi Shimon think exists? What does Rabbi Yehuda think exists? Is there an Isser Hana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also at Chatzos? You know, is there nothing Daraisa for Rabbi Shimon? Do they just argue about the Unish level? Are they arguing kind of about this question? About, is it the same chametz at Chatzos as it is when it's Chai Bekara? Is it just, you know, more chomer or not? So one question is the Zmanim question. Another question is, what about types of chametz like Nuksha and Taroves? And are Nuksha and Taroves the same as Atzmo Shel Chametz, just diluted? Legabe Vizdinim? Well, what do you say about Nukshan Tarovas for Dovr Shesh Lamatir or Mashu? Right? Or whether or not they apply Erev Pesach. And what are you going to say about Mash? When does Mashu begin? Does it really begin Pesach or begins El Chatzos? These are all debates in the Rishonim and the Poskim. And Achanami. I just think that sketching out this question, you know, is critical to understanding that. Did that answer you, Simcha? Okay. Anybody else have a question? Or if people need to go, they can go, and then whoever wants to remain can ask a question.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
We've been discussing whether or not there's, you know, this chalat shame on the chametz. It's just hard for me to understand. Right, we discussed that there's a possibility that it doesn't have a chalot shame. Hard for me to understand how that. Year. What's that?
During the year.
Yeah. How that's possible if there is such a thing as chametz avar alav pesach? Because, meaning, kind of implies that there is such a thing as chametz shelo alav avar alav pesach. Which.
Right. So again, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you know that chametz avar alav pesach could be a din d'oraisa, lachar zmano, then your question is stronger, correct?
Yeah.
Even then, is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda's Chametz Sharav Alav HaPesach is a Knas D'oraisa on that particular Chametz, which, for two reasons, I'll say three things. Okay. One is maybe there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Because we're dealing with a D'oraisa. Number two, even for Rabbi Yehuda, the question is, maybe it's only a knas because you were over in Bal Yiruah and there's Shalom Yechote Niskar, in which case it isn't really a chalos chametz anymore. It's just that, you know, we impose this penalty. Number three, chametz she'avar alav pesach, she'avar alav Bal Yiruah b'yimatzei, that chametz, that particular chametz may be tainted forever, even on a deraisa level, especially according to Rabbi Yehuda, as chalos chametz because it went through Pesach. That's still different than looking at, you know, other chametz that you didn't violate, you know, chametz shor levav pesach with, and saying that it has a shame chametz. This might continue. In other words, the matir of let's say motzai hachag maybe doesn't apply according to Rabbi Yehuda to chametz shor levav pesach, right? But that doesn't mean that matir won't apply for other chametz, you know, which was a biad hekdesh or akum, and especially for chametz which didn't even exist in the world before. So those are three, I guess, points.